Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybel Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking at having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead right now, grab your Bible, get your pen, your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you and we humble our hearts before you. Oh, Lord, we ask for forgiveness. We ask, Lord, that you will search our hearts while we're praying this prayer. And, Lord, we come to you tonight to ask that you will stop by, Lord Jesus, that you will visit us during this broadcast, and let every listener be blessed through this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, God, that you'll forgive sin and blot out transgressions. Oh, my God, we pray you, Lord, that you will touch, heal, and make whole tonight. Move by your spirit, oh, God. Send your anointing, Lord Jesus. Let your anointing come upon us, oh, God, and overtake us. Lord God, we ask that you'll anoint the speaker and speak through her, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that you'll bind every evil spirit, oh, God. Destroy the yokes of bondage. Oh, Lord God, tear down every evil work in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, stop by for a little while. We're down here waiting on you, Lord Jesus. We need a touch from you, oh, God. We need strength and we need encouragement. We need you to help us tonight, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we pray, God, that you will speak to every heart. Lord God, you have everything we need. And we don't know what we need, oh God, but you know us best. You know everything that we lack, Lord Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that you will provide it for us, that you will bless us spiritually and naturally, Lord. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your will. And give us the strength, Lord, to do all that you command us. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for the lost souls of men, asking you to reach them, O God. Go where they are, Lord, and make your holy visitation. Touch somebody's heart. Touch somebody's mind, Lord. Oh, Lord, those who don't know you, make yourself known unto them right now. Lord, manifest yourself, O God, in the name of Jesus, and save the lost souls of men. Save them all around the world, Lord God. Somebody's crying out, Lord, desiring to change their life, tired of living in sin and living against you, oh God, doing things that are wrong. We ask that you will have mercy on them, Lord,
tonight.
Have mercy on their souls, oh God, and forgive their sins and take them away, Lord. Save to their utmost, Lord Jesus. You have the power to do all things. That drug addict out there that desires to be loosed, oh God, from the addiction. That drunkard, oh God, desiring to be delivered from that drunkenness. Have mercy, Lord Jesus, and deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, be merciful, Lord. Move in miraculous ways and work wonders, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will send your healing virtue, that you will touch, Lord, heal the body, heal the soul, heal the mind, so you can make us completely whole, oh, Lord, from the inside out. In the name of Jesus, rebuke the afflictions, oh, God. Rebuke the illnesses and the diseases. Lord, rebuke the viruses and the pain and suffering. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, bring forth help and healing tonight. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. Oh, God, and we pray for those on the prayer list. all of those who are bereaved of their loved ones. We pray a special prayer, asking for comfort and, Lord, for consolation during this difficult time. Please, my God, bless the families in the name of Jesus, the families that are scattered abroad, the families that are feuding one with another. Oh, God, bring these families together and unite them that they may heal in the name of Jesus. We believe you tonight, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this prayer, Lord. We thank you for your touch. Thank you for your healing power. We thank you, oh God, for everything you've done. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. We ask all of these blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through, Evangelist Hameen. And we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from Proverbs. Proverbs, the fourth chapter. Proverbs, the opening scripture is taken from Proverbs. Sorry about that. Proverbs, the fourth chapter, and I'm going to start at the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee honor when thou doest embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee." Thank God for the reading of his word, the Proverbs, the fourth chapter, the first throughout the ninth verses. And amen. Just want to thank you all again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast. You can tune into the broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. Or you can also tune in online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6763. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, title One School and One is O-N-E, to visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission on Sunday afternoons at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. for prayer on Wednesdays. You can go to 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. That's 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Sister Jackie, for Marva, for the Edmond family, the bereaved Carr family, Brother Donovan Darius, the bereaved Allen family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Mary Anderson, Kenneth Crockett, Sister Maria McBride, Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Racine Parker, Larry Benson, Jonathan West, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Holmes family, Dee Dee Johansson, Henry and Mary Edmond, And on our youth prayer list, we want to continue to pray for India West, for Lyric and Essence Darius, for Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, Irvin Carr Jr., Ayana Carr, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise the Lord. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. I hear those joy bells, joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Oh, those joy bells keep ringing in my soul. I hear those joy bells, joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Oh, joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Oh, joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that selection. Just thank God for blessing us once again to be on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. So glad that you all tune in, and I thank the Lord. My mind back to the convocation, when we would be at the convocation. That was one of the things.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the opening scripture also, encouraging us to get wisdom, to get understanding, and with all our getting, to get understanding. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that is important. And how do we get this wisdom? How do we get this understanding? We read the Word of God. We listen to the preached Word of God. We listen for the voice of God. And the Lord, He will reveal His Word unto us. He will give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning His Word, concerning what He wants us to do, our purpose. I encourage you to get ready and to listen carefully to the Word of God that's about to come forth, and wait to hear from the Lord. Open your ears, open your heart, and be ready to receive. Amen. And without further ado, we're going to introduce to you the speaker for this evening in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Let us pray for her and along with her as she comes forth to minister unto us. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of you that are on the line. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for giving us another chance that we may do the will of Christ. We pray that you look upon us tonight, that you will touch and bless us. Give us the strength we need to go through. Look on the people, all those who want to be saved, all those who have a prayer request. We pray that you will grant it according to your will, that you will save, heal, forgive, and deliver. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go directly to the Word of God. I don't intend to be before you long, if the Lord should say the same. But we want to go to the book of 1 Thessalonians. And that's the 5th chapter. And we are reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Thessalonians 5:1. but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Thank God for the reading of his word. Praise the Lord. I believe this was Paul writing to the Thessalonians. And he said, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. Why? Because we, as the people of God, and even Jesus himself, does not know when he is coming back to take the saints away. No man knows that day nor the hour. So this is why Paul is saying, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. He's coming as a thief. And when you think about it, when a thief comes, glory to God, he comes at a time that he thinks that you're not home, or that he thinks that you are not in the building before he comes in to steal. So Jesus himself is going to come back as a thief in the night. He's not going to tell you when he's coming. Glory to God. And neither does it. He's not going to tell you when he's coming, but he wants to catch you off guard. But the Bible's letting us know that we, being the people of God, we shouldn't be sleeping. It is high time to wake out of sleep. The day is far spent. Glory to God, time is getting away from us. That's my thought tonight. Time is running out. That is the title for tonight. And the theme is watch and pray. Hallelujah. We can see, look all around us and see where the Bible is being fulfilled. The things that Jesus said was going to happen, some of these things are coming to pass. We can see how the wars and rumors of wars are rising up. People are fighting. People are full of fury and hatred. The Bible says because the love of many shall wax cold. Glory to God. We're living in this time now where many false prophets are rising up to deceive many. And the Bible says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. That's why the Bible's letting us know, watch and pray. In St. Matthew, the 26th chapter, and verse 41, he said, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And I believe this was when Jesus was about to be crucified. And he told the disciples to watch and pray that they enter not into temptation.
because he knew that the spirit indeed was willing, but he knew that the flesh was weak. He himself had to pray that God will give him strength to go through this very trying time. And God knows we are living in trying times. Things are happening all around us. Tragedies, earthquakes, hallelujah, storms, all through the land. People are being killed. Wars and rumors of wars. They're fighting the mother against the daughter. The son is against his own father. They're fighting one another, beating and killing one another. We are surely living in the last times. So therefore, we being the people of God, we have no time for sleeping, but it's high time to awake out of sleep and put on strength. For they that sleep, they sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunk in the night. You ever seen somebody go out? They'll go out at night and go and start drinking. Glory to God. They'll drink throughout the night and be drunken. Glory to God, and sleep all day. But the Bible says we, being the people of God, we are not of darkness, but we are of the light. And we should not let that day come upon us unaware. But we got to watch and pray and be ready, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. Don't get tired of working for the Lord. Keep on working. Keep on trusting in the Lord. Keep on holding on, because the time is running out, and Satan knows that he had but a short time. He has come down to the earth full of fury and wrath, and he's trying all of the people of God. He wants somebody to take down, to give up. He wants somebody to give up the faith. But we believe the word of God, and we can see the time that we are living in. The Bible says in St. Luke 12:54, when ye see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway ye say, there cometh a shower. And so it is. And when ye see the south wind blow, ye say, there will be heat. Hallelujah. And it cometh to pass. The Bible says, ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth. But how is it that ye do not discern this time? We're living in the last days, and Jesus is soon to come back. We don't know what day. We don't know the hour, but we must watch and be ready. Glory to God, there will be no time to get ready. When Jesus cracks the sky, if you're not already ready, glory to God, you will be left behind. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want my labor to be in vain, but I'm running, trying to make 100, because I know that 99 and a half won't do. Time is running out. Church, we need to watch, and we need to pray. Surely, we need to pray as never before. Hallelujah. We are living in a time now where people have no time. Even the saints of God, they have no time for prayer. When you might be the only one there because they don't have time. They don't feel like it. They don't want to come to the house of God. Hallelujah. They feel like what they're doing is more important. But they're going to find out that their time is running out, and they might be caught with their work undone. The Bible tells us that we are to pray always, and not time that we are living in. Surely it is praying time, no time for fooling around now. That's what the songwriter said. There's no time for fooling around now. Glory to God. They find time to go to the mall. They find time to watch television. They find time to do everything that they want to do. Shopping in the mall. Oh, they traveling here and there, going cross seas. Hallelujah. Doing so many things, but forgetting about God. The Bible said all day that forget God shall be turned into hell. All the nations, I don't care what nation it is, the white nation, black nation, Asian nation, I don't care. If you forget God, you're going to be turned into hell. Time, I said time is running out. Watch and pray that you may be able to escape all these things, which is to come upon the face of the earth. It's coming. It's coming. And we have to get in a hurry for our souls. Hold on to what God has done for us. Keep the faith. Keep on praying. Keep seeking the Lord. Keep trusting in God. Hold fast to the word of God. And hold fast to that faith that God has given you. Regardless of what happens, we come and who go. You hold on because the time is running out. Our time, your time, all of us, our time is running out. Whether you're saved or unsaved, we're going to stand before God and give an account. Glory to God. Why we were sleeping when we should have been praying and working for the Lord. We all shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we're going to have to stand and tell God every deed that was done in our bodies, whether it be good or whether it be evil. We're going to have to tell God about it. We're going to have to tell him how you ducked and dodged during prayer time. You're going to have to tell him how you went on out to the mall instead of going to the prayer. Glory to God. You're going to have to tell him when you didn't witness. Jesus, we're going to tell God everything. And he's holding us responsible for what we do. Glory to God. And what we don't do. Glory to God. I want to be ready. I don't know when he's coming, but I'm trying to put my time in there. Because the time is short, and God has allowed us a chance to seek his face and a chance to call on his name, a chance to pray, a chance to fast, a chance to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him. God has given us this opportunity. What are we doing with it? Are we wasting time instead of redeeming the time? Hallelujah. Glory to God, sitting around doing nothing, not working for the Lord, not even doing what is required of us. What
Amen.
Will you say to the Lord? Glory to God. What will you say? There will be no excuse. The Bible said, behold, in 2 Corinthians, behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to get to know God. Glory to God. You don't have to be you don't have to be in the church building to accept Christ. But wherever you are, you may be behind bars. God can reach you there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God deals with the heart. And if you break up that stony heart and give your heart to God and let him come in, he'll come in the prison house. Hallelujah. The Lord will take control of you. Thank you, Jesus. And people around you won't know what in the world's going on. But God, he can move behind the prison walls. He can move in the street. He can move in your house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can be bound, and God can move and loose you from your bonds. He's got the power. He can do it. But we got to get in a hurry for our souls, seeking the Lord and calling on his name, praying, fasting, and denying ourselves. The Bible says in Hosea 10 and 12, says, sow to yourself righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your battleground. Glory to God, we got to break up that old stony heart, break up that battleground. Hallelujah, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. When you break up that battleground and seek the Lord, he'll come in and he'll rain righteousness upon you. And everybody will know a change has taken place in your life. That something has happened unto you. Hallelujah. They'll see the change. The Bible says in Romans 13 and 11, knowing that the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. If you've been sleeping, it's time to awake out of sleep. The Bible said, awake, awake, put on your strength. Hallelujah, sitting around weak with no strength. Hallelujah, but it's time to wake up and put on strength. Get up from sitting down. Put on strength. Hallelujah. And let God work a work in your life. Let him renew you in the spirit of your mind. Glory to God. He will fix it. God will make a way for you that you may be able to get your deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. The word of God is right all by itself. We have to get in a hurry. Time is running out. That time that God has given us and allotted to man that they might have a chance to be saved is running out. Watch and pray, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh, but he's coming. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3 and 9, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein is going to be burned up. Hallelujah. All this filth going on down here is going to be burned up. Hallelujah. I don't want to be a part of it. That's why I'm seeking the Lord. That's why I'm praying day by day by day, praying that I might be ready, that if there's anything in my life, I want God to take it out. I'm trying to get closer. I'm striving. I want to enter in at the straight gate. I want to make it to that beautiful city that God has prepared for everyone that loves his appearing. That's why I'm praying, because I know that prayer changes things. Prayer will help us to get ready. Prayer will help us to stay ready. Hallelujah. Time, I said time is running out. Saints of God, people of God, we got to get in a hurry. We got to redeem the time. The day is far spent. You don't have no more time for wasting time. Hallelujah. Get in a hurry for your soul. Don't let Jesus catch you with your work undone. Hallelujah. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Satan is trying. Trying his best to tempt you and cause you to give up the race, to give up all that God has done for you. But you got to hold on. You got to be firm. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the grace of God. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. See that no man take your crown. Satan is waiting. He's waiting for you to fall. He fell. Glory to God. And he's trying to pull down everybody that named the name of Christ. But the Bible said, except those days be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake. Hallelujah. He's going to shorten the days. I'll tell you, I don't care how strong you feel like you think you are. Hallelujah. If the Lord don't shorten the days, you wouldn't be saved either. But it's because of God's elect, the ones whom he has called, the ones whom he has chosen, hallelujah, to be saved. These are the ones that God is going to shorten those days for, so that they may be saved. That's why we have to put our time in, because payday is coming at the wire. It's time to get in a hurry. It's time to work the works of the Lord. Glory to God. If we don't get in a hurry, we might be left behind. And God knows I don't want that to happen. Praise God. There may be somebody out there who has been wasting time. Glory to God. Now God has given you a chance. Not only you, but he's given every one of us a chance that we might be ready. Glory to God. We're going to go in prayer because we know that prayer changes things. And that's what the theme is, watch and pray. You got to pray too. Hallelujah. You got a lot of people watching and they're just looking for you to make a mistake, to say, I told you so. They're not saved. Look at what they did. But the Bible says, watch and pray. He didn't tell you to judge nobody, but he told you to watch and pray. God. And he said in the word, because the flesh is weak, the spirit is willing, but this old flesh is weak. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're not here to judge no one. We're just here to tell you what thus saith the Lord. And if we can't tell you what thus saith the Lord, we won't tell you anything. Hallelujah. Our mouth shut. Hallelujah. But now it's the time to awake out of sleep, to get up and run for your life before your time run out. Because we don't even know when our time is going to be. But it's coming. We want to leave here one day. And we want to leave here safe. We don't want to leave here with sin and unrighteousness in our lives. We want to get rid of all of it, everything that's not like God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the presence of your Father. We pray that you look on us, that you will touch us, and that you will forgive us of every wrong thing that is contrary to your will. Everything that's seeking to hold us back from being what you told us to be. Help us, oh Lord, to put our time in. Help us to redeem the time, for the days are evil. Help us to seek your face and call on your name, drawing nigh unto you, praying and calling on the name of Jesus. Help us to get in a hurry. We realize that time is running out. We realize that we need you, Lord, to help us to go through, to help us to stand in these last and evil days. Look on your people everywhere throughout the world, Lord. We pray that you touch and give them strength. Help them to endure. Help them to go through. Give them the strength that they need to endure the temptation in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we pray that you look on the unsaved, all those who are out there in radio land. We pray that you touch them, oh Lord, those that are not saved and don't know you in the pardon of their sin. We ask that you have mercy on them today. Help them, oh Lord, to put their time in seeking your faith and calling on your name that they might be saved. Help them to repent of their sins. Help them, oh Lord, to run for their lives. Say to the uttermost, forgive sins and blot out of the transgressions. Have mercy tonight. We know thou art a merciful God. We know thou art a forgiving God. Break up the stony heart. Help, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, oh Lord. Look on all those souls that are listed on the prayer list. You know them name by name. Touch, oh Lord. Bless, save, heal, and forgive. In the name of Jesus, give strength to the weak. Save the unsaved. Deliver them that are bound. Open the blinded eyes. Heal the diseases. Save to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you, oh Lord. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you because we believe you today. We thank you, oh Lord. We are looking to you, Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. No other help we know. You are our very present help. We're down here waiting on you. In the name of Jesus, surround us, oh Lord, with your protection. Keep us from all harm and danger. Help us, oh Lord. Guide us. Lead us, oh Lord, into all righteousness. Oh my God, everything that is not like you and everything that is contrary to your will, we ask that you cast it out, that you make us the clean vessel that you are requiring. Help us to seek your faith. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for every listener. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We thank you for the souls that you've already blessed. We thank you for the mercy that you've shown to us. We thank you, oh Lord, not that we deserve it, but you've been good to us. You've been merciful unto us. You brought us from a mighty long way, and for that we're thankful. We pray that you continue to go with us and to stand by us. Ever lead us on to victory, and we will give thy name the praise. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This part of the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a powerful, very, very timely message coming through Evangelist May. She preached under the anointing. She told us the truth. You were listening. God was speaking and letting us know that it's high time to awake out of sleep. Wherever you've been slowful and just slacking around, it's time to get in a hurry and be about your Father's business. Praise the Lord. I truly enjoyed this message, and it's important for us to watch and pray. She said, time is running out, and people don't necessarily seem to feel the urgency of the shortness of time, that time is running out. It's like some people, they give you the dates and times when things are open and closed. They will wait right till the last minute and try to get inside the store. But the doors be locked. They come running up there, and after knowing that, okay, the store closed at a certain time, they still try to get in the store. And with the Lord, he's giving us time to do what it is he has assigned unto us. And if we don't redeem it, manage the time well, then we can lose out with God. So I encourage you, take the word of God in. Know that time is running out, and watch and pray. And then this may continue to preach the word of God and allow God to speak through you. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks coming through our other evangelists who are on the broadcast tonight, or any other clergy who may have tuned in. You are welcome to also have remarks. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybelle, saying time is running out, and she was encouraging us to watch and pray. And I thank God it was a judgment message. This is a message like the ones I remember from my childhood. And I thought, you know, people, they're going around as if they have so much time, thinking they have time to do what they want to do before they give their lives over to God, or before they stop sinning, or whatever it is. And sometimes we think we have time down here. You know, we have deadlines that we know about, but we still miss them because we don't manage our time well. But like the preacher said, we don't have time to sleep. It's high time to wake out of sleep because time is definitely running out. I enjoyed this message. I want to say to Evangelist Maybelle, keep on preaching the word of God. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank God for such an inspiring message on this evening. Amen. Time to get up and be about our Father's business. Amen. Whatever we're going to do for the Lord, it's time to get it done because time is running out. Amen. I was talking to someone on the day, and they began to tell me, oh, these people is going crazy. They were saying, let's look at the time we living in. It's January. We're not getting any snow. It's warm outside. And this environmentalist, and they were just carrying on about all of that. And I immediately stopped them when they started saying that. And I said, it's a sign of the time. And my mind went back to the scripture when Jesus told the scribes and the Pharisees, he said, you can discern when it's summer. You can discern, you can look on the leaves, at the leaves of the trees. And when they turn change their color,
you can discern that it's fall coming. He began to let them know the time, but you can't discern the coming of Christ. I tell you, the word of God is right. I mean, people, they going around and they saying all kinds of things and doing all kinds of things, but our time is running out. We don't have much time left here, so it's time to get in a hurry for our souls. Amen. As I stated before, we have an appointment, and that's one appointment we will not miss, and that's an appointment with death. Amen. We missed the doctor's appointment. We reschedule these appointments, but that's one appointment we will not reschedule, and our time is short. So we have to do what we can for the Lord. If you're not right, get right. If you're not saved, get saved. If you need the Holy Ghost, get the Holy Ghost. Hurry up and do it. Amen. Hurry up and do it. I thank God for the word of God. Be encouraged, Evangelist Mayor. I encourage you, you, and you to please take the word of God in.
Amen. Do we have any other remarks? If not, we do thank God for the beautiful remarks we heard, and we thank the Lord once again for that powerful. That was definitely a judgment message, and let's take heed to the word of God. And now we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of the remarks coming to our evangelists. We want to encourage every listener to continue to listen into this broadcast and hear the word of God and take it in for yourself. If your buddy don't want to listen, don't pay them any attention. You listen. You take it in. I remember when I first came to Christ, when I made up my mind to come to the Lord and give my life to the Lord, I was with a friend, and I told him that I was going to change, and I was going to go to church, and I was going to do this and do that. And when I said that, they didn't want to be with me anymore. But that was all right for me. I didn't care.
Yeah.
I went and I made it to the house of God and began to seek the Lord for my soul's salvation. And I didn't stop until I got my salvation. I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, I don't have a mind to go back old life that I used to have. I got a mind to go forward in the Lord. So if your buddy don't want to go, let them go. You got to be ready. Hallelujah. Your time is running out. You don't know how long you got on the face of this earth, and neither do any of us. So that's why we have to take heed to the word of God. I just thank the Lord for all things, and we encourage you to continue to listen in, and we are praying for you out there in Radio Land. And every one of you that are on the prayer list, we are praying for you that the Lord will help you to overcome the situations that's going on in your lives. I know that Satan is trying you, but you can overcome if you continue to look to the Lord, take that faith, put it to work, and start praying and seeking God, and he will deliver. As the message came through Evangelist, I mean that God will deliver. He'll do it, but we just have to do what we're supposed to do, and God will. The Lord, we're not going to hold you up any longer. Thank the Lord for this broadcast. And if that's all, we thank God for you. And at this time, this brings the broadcast to an end. We look forward to being back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you and good night.